Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is also a poet and professor of English at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. In the spring of 1990, Lloyd was invited to Brazil by the U.S. Information Agency to give a series of lectures about the American poet Elizabeth Bishop, who'd lived in Brazil for nearly 20 years. Lloyd says he doesn't know Portuguese, but he learned enough to have a memorable conversation about poetry with a clerk at his hotel.
The clerk asked me what I was doing in Brazil, and when I told him, he replied that he loved poetry, that most Brazilians love poetry, and did I know that there was a picture of a poet on the 50 Cruzado note? Last year, that was the closest Brazilian equivalent to our dollar bill, and worth about a dollar and a quarter. Poets right now, he said, are more valuable than novelists. This year, the bill is worth only about 30 cents. The poet on the bill was Carlos Drummond de Andrade, who died in 1987. I was familiar with his work through Elizabeth Bishop, who made wonderful translations of some of his greatest poems. In São Paulo, there's a bar named Drummond, with a sign outside that reads, "Beer and sandwiches with a savor of poetry." What's more, not only was Drummond's picture on the bill, a poem by him was on the other side. Imagine a picture of Robert Frost on one side of a dollar bill and Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening on the reverse. The Drummond poem is called Canção Amiga, or Friendly Song, and I immediately tried to write a translation. When I got back to the States, a Brazilian friend of mine told me that Milton Nascimento, one of Brazil's most popular musical stars, had written music for this poem and made a recording of it. When I returned to Brazil earlier this year, I tried to find that recording. The owner of one record store told me that it had been long out of print, but if I didn't need the actual disc, he said he'd be happy to tape his own copy for me. How many times has that happened to you at a record store here? I just learned that this recording is now available on Volume 2 of a Milton Nascimento CD set on EMI. It's called Clube da Esquina, or Street Corner Club. Let me read you my approximate English version, then I'll reward you with Milton Nascimento's heavenly recording. Friendly Song by Carlos Drummond de Andrade. I am working on a song in which my own mother sees her image. Everyone's mother sees her image. And it speaks just like two eyes. I'm traveling along a roadway that winds through many countries. My old friends, if they don't see me, I see them. I see and salute them. I am giving away a secret like someone who loves or smiles. In the most natural way, two caresses seek each other. My whole life, all of our lives, make up a single diamond. I have learned many new phrases. Some I've made more beautiful. I am working on a song that wakes men up and lets children sleep.
Eu preparo uma canção em que minha mãe se reconheça. Todas as mães se reconheçam e que fale como dois olhos. Caminho por uma rua que passa em muitos países. Se não me veem, eu vejo e saúdo velhos amigos. Eu distribuo um segredo como quem ama sorrir no jeito mais natural. Dois carinhos se procuram. Minha vida, nossas vidas formam um só diamante. Aprendi novas palavras e tornei outras mais belas. Eu preparo uma canção que faça acordar os homens e adormecer as crianças. Eu preparo uma canção que faça acordar os homens e adormecer as crianças.
Lloyd Schwartz is director of creative writing at the University of Massachusetts Boston. An article of his about Elizabeth Bishop in Brazil is in this week's issue of The New Yorker. The Milton Nascimento disc is distributed by Musicrama.